Hey everybody, thank you for listening to The Fate of Ison. We are currently in between chapters of the Apple Squadeth story, but fear not. There are a lot of epic things going on in Ison, and we've got you covered. For the next few episodes, we will be jumping back into a game you heard back in Chapter 4, The Surge Campaign. This features Craig Savage as Kajong Faust, the human wizard, Gerard Papu as Rad Boomerang, the human fighter, and Jules Burgesser, not Marley this time, as instead Sasha Torchwood, the elf sorcerer. Back in Chapter 4, we heard these brave heroes traverse the frozen southern continent of Magus as they braved the elements to get a young wielder called Kaylani to the mainland in time for the ever-approaching surge. Along the way, they returned a relic called the Dream Heart, and then came face to face with Freylin, the god of dreams and fate. Freylin revealed to them the existence of the 12th god, Krover, and also an ancient and incredibly important secret. She said that many thousands of years ago, a pair of powerful wielders who were also elven sorcerers with draconic blood in their veins, banished their newborn daughter to another time and another world before casting an extremely powerful spell to rid Ison of all gargantuans and all dragon-blooded creatures, including themselves. That newborn daughter they banished was Sasha, and her blood is the only thing that can bring back all those terrifying creatures. Now that she has returned, the world is in more danger than ever. They also helped a frost giant named Makariri on his quest to return a relic called the Heart of Community. In turn, Makariri helped them reach the northern shore of Magus to continue their journey. The heroes boarded a ship to the main continent. When they landed, they were met by an underworld wizard named Alarcon, who requested they speak with him in his office regarding a shared interest. Sasha and Kaylani went into town to trade goods and acquire supplies for their journey, while Rad and Kaidron went to Alarcon's establishment, the Valuable Dagger. Alarcon confessed he has been doing some research and has discovered the nature of their mission. He knows they have a wielder with them and vowed to kill them and take the wielder to use their unleashed magic for himself. Reacting quickly, Rad stole Alarcon's compass orb so he can't track their movements, and Kaidron cast the Thunderstep teleportation spell to get the hell out of there. They appeared outside the Valuable Dagger in the heart of Garrington's Vice District, and now, time is of the essence. So, yeah, last time, Sasha and Kaylani traded the fur from the first snake and were about to purchase for Kaylani a Horg, a creature that she had never seen but was quite excited about. They hadn't yet done that. When Kaidron and Rad had met with Alarcon, he revealed that he learned some very valuable secrets from Anstice's book, including learning...
Atari's 4th edition Feces Almanac.
That's the one. Including he learning about the Surge, learning about wielders, and about how to make his very own compass orb. Using that knowledge, he figured out the Empress's true identity as Gilliff, the immortal offshoot of the God of Power, and also what you guys were up to in the south, or he surmised what you were probably up to using the compass orb. He then threatened to kill Kaidron and Rad, take the wielder that you'd brought with you, not that he knows who that person is, but he could surely find them, and find out whatever is making the orb glow green. You guys of course know that it's Sasha's blood.
Yeah.
Weird blood.
Then Kaidron thunderstepped he and Rad out to the street with a thunderous...
No, Rad stole the compass orb first.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's why we did it. So Rad stole it, then we vanished, so he doesn't have the compass orb anymore.
Cool, I forgot that. That is very...
That was literally the major...
Being immediately fucked.
Yeah, okay, that is good to know. Okay, so Rad stole the compass orb, Kaidron teleported he and Rad out to the street with a thunderous boom, and Sasha and Kaylani were nearby enough to see you arrive in the street. And we'll take it away.
Do we see them?
What's your passive perception?
Passive perception?
It's plus 3.
Oh, 12 for me.
12 for you?
What the fuck? What are you looking at? Oh, hey, look,
that's
a thing.
Yeah.
13. And Sasha, what's your passive perception?
Sasha is 15.
Okay.
I mean, you did say, Brad, last time that, like, the thunder step meant that every fucker was kind of looking at what was going on, and we were fairly obvious that we just appeared in the street.
Yeah, there was a big boom, and so everyone in the radius sort of stopped. So it wouldn't have been hard for Sasha to be like, oh, there's Kydron and Rad. And I think you guys, with your passive perceptions, you don't notice them immediately.
Right. Do I know where I am relative to the building we just came from?
Yeah, you didn't go.
We're only like 30 meters away, man. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Outside. Well, then I just start running and don't look back.
Which direction? And do you.
Away from the building.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Kydron's a slow fucker, isn't he? So, okay.
Kind of. But I was going to say. So Kydron would kind of know the layout of the city, being a bit of a travelling merchant. How far away from, like, the city gates are we?
Yep, so you guys are in the Vice District, which is near the Port District and Noble District. I think it's very close to the middle of the city. And Kydron would know that you guys basically have two allies in the city. You have... Murphy at the Grey Lioness pub at the Northern Gate, which is probably about 40 minutes to the north, and you have Prince Yarmin in the Royal Garrington Keep to the south, and probably again about 30 to 40 minutes, so you're sort of equidistant between the Northern Gate or the Southern Keep.
And we're at the Vice District, which is adjacent to a port.
Yeah, correct.
The other alternative, how far away is the Blue Goblin Tavern?
The Blue Goblin is, Public House is in the Port District. So
that's probably the closest.
Yeah, probably 15 odd minutes to the east.
Okay. So assuming that Rad and Kydron can have a real quick natter before anybody notices, what direction? Do we try and flee the... I mean, we're kind of keen to meet up with Sasha and Kaylani at some point. Rad, we don't know where they are. We don't know that they know where we are.
Even though they're within like 3 feet of us.
Yeah, literally we're tripping over them.
Yeah,
not quite three feet.
Beyond that person that looks exactly like Sasha. And
it's weird that it smells like Sasha here. Yeah, Sasha.
And this thing keeps growing green. It's amazing.
Yeah, within seconds of you guys landing, she would have made herself known, I'm sure.
Okay. So can we assume that we've kind of like looked up and seen them, so we are back together, or is that cool or not?
That's up to Sasha.
Yeah, I mean, so Rad and I are just standing in the street with our fingers up our ass, Sasha.
But the thing is you wouldn't be, because you've just teleported out and you're on a mad run from a dude who said that he wanted to kill you. So you wouldn't be standing in the street just having a gun.
No, I know, but are you close
we're
enough?
Running.
Yeah, well, which direction are we running, Rad, is kind of the question.
Physical distance, as the crow flies, is far away from the, between us
you would,
and town, we
yeah,
go in that direction.
Yeah, you would also know that we were trying to get out of town anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd probably be trying to run out of town as far away from him as fast as possible.
Well, since I have the compass orb, I think we can hide, so I think we just need to get away from the people who have seen us where we are, you know.
Yeah.
So I think we need to lose this crowd, so I'm running towards an alleyway if I see one. And
yeah.
This is the Vice District, which is like 95% alleyway by weight, I believe.
Yeah,
probably.
There's a lot of dark alleyways in the Vice District.
Right, I head towards one that is, like I was saying, as though I was running out of the inn. I'm just trying to create distance.
Okay, before you act...
And I'm pulling the nerd with me. Run, you dumb piece of shit.
Before you guys act, I will ask if Sasha had an immediate reaction to seeing her two allies appear in this after this thunderous boom.
So her reaction is to smack the money that she was paying for the hogs and stuff into the dude's hand and go, "Can change!" And, like, immediately try and, like, hook this hog up. You know,
the
like that.
Gonna, like, scoop us up as they run up behind us.
Yeah. So her reaction to that would have been like, "Oh shit!" You know, like they look like they're in trouble, and so she'd just be like throwing Kalani on a wagon, like hooking this hog up to like take off after them, because I imagine they're running, so she'd be starting to run after them. Yeah. Okay. It'd just take her a few minutes to get her shit together. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Kaidron and Rad, so you guys are running to immediate cover. Both of you make a stealth check, and I will take the lowest of the two.
Okay.
Just to see how much time that buys you.
Ooh, that's not bad. 18. Motherfucker. Look at this sneaky fucker right here.
9.
Okay.
Did you get 18?
18, bro.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah. So Rad lets the team down.
So I'm the problem here, yeah?
No. I'm taking the lower because you're only as good as the weakest link when you're trying to hide.
Yeah, no.
You guys, you managed to find an alleyway, but it's right next to the one you duck into is basically right next to the valuable dagger, and you realize that although being a good place to hide in the interim, will not buy you much time to formulate a plan.
Is there any exit to this alleyway?
Does it have another end, or?
Yeah, it does. So like if you wanted a rest, this won't provide a very long one.
No, I don't think we're ready for a rest.
We just started running, right?
Yeah, yeah, no. Kondra can run for like at least 20 seconds before he needs a rest.
And Sasha...
Ironically, twice as much as Craig in real life.
Sasha, you and Kaylani and your Horg, do you think you would have seen them duck into this alley right next to Valuable Dagger?
I'm just going to roll for it, and if it meets my... passive perception, like if my perception meets my passive perception. And I rolled a 9 and my perception is... No, so I got a 14 versus my passive perception of 15. So I think I was a bit busy trying to hook everything up and didn't quite see it.
Okay, so you didn't see where they...
I know direction, like which direction they headed in, but I didn't see them duck down that particular alleyway.
Okay, so Rad and Kaidron, what do you guys do next?
I think we would probably keep fleeing down the alleyway, wouldn't we, Red?
Do I hear anyone following us?
No, you do not.
Right. Well, we run to the end of the alleyway.
Okay. We're just fucking fleeing, I think. Yeah. As fast as our legs can carry us.
If we get to the end of the alleyway, then I want to pull out the compass orb and see if I can find Sasha.
Yeah. So that's good. You do get to the end of the alleyway. You're unimpeded. The only person after you can presume, is a Larkon. Like, it's not like you're being chased by an army of people or guards or anything like that. Based on his position as a crime boss, you can ascertain there are probably eventually going to be lots of people looking for you.
Yeah.
But in the immediate, like, seconds after his threat, it's only him and you.
Yeah.
And I mean, he just took fucking 18 points of damage in a thunderclap, so surely it's going to take him a second to...
shake it off.
Sort of shit. Yeah, exactly. Walk it off, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think we need to go into a door and then out a different door so that no one person can tell.
Oh, can we do that thing where you charge in through a random family's like kitchen and you're like, sorry, as you charge through their house? Like in every movie ever?
Like every movie, yeah.
Yeah. And they're always Asian. Do you notice that?
Yeah, the family? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Good.
Good
natured.
We can do that as part of the skills challenge that's coming up once you are all reunited.
Well, we're not going to ride through the hall, surely, right?
Hey, don't limit yourselves.
Fuck it. Yeah, yeah.
This is a world of fantasy.
All right, so Rad, you've pulled it. You've got the compass over. You're scanning for Sasha.
I do this at Kaidron.
Yeah, yeah. So we know. So Sasha, unfortunately, is she not kind of back the way we just came?
Yeah, you sort of just ran away from her.
Yeah, but I'm heading after you. You don't know that I'm not coming down the same alleyway. You don't actually know what I'm doing, actually.
Do we have that crazy message ability? I don't think I do.
Only when we're sleeping, right? Oh, no,
you could roll to see what would Sasha do.
Yeah.
To know whether I would be coming after you or what I would be doing.
Yeah, you could use your matey vision.
No, RuPaul's best friend's vision.
How does we know what direction she is, so do we
run back in my direction?
Do we try and circle round and
we can see the wielder as well, right? So we can see that both of them are very near.
You guys would see blue, red and green.
I don't know what you're worried about me. We're very much a team that knows when to get out of dodge, right? Like, I saw you guys sprinting down a street and a dude come out after you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going to know that you're getting the fuck out of dodge.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, Red, we should probably head towards the north gate, because my memory of the map is Valentia, like, we kind of need to head north-ish long-term anyway, so...
Garrington is the southernmost city on the continent.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got to go to some... the wellspring of Hooser's Face, which I think by definition is, you know, everything's north from the South Pole sort of thing, so...
But, if I mean, we try, like, short-term, like, I think if we're going to get caught by this guy, who he can't track us anymore... until he makes another compass orb. So I think this next half hour, we just need to not be caught by him. So I communicate all that with, like, eyebrow wiggles.
Yeah, yeah. But should we not then just... I mean, so we've kind of got down the alleyway. We obviously try and put a bit more distance, but not maybe running absolutely headlong, which would draw attention, but just sort of like, you know, what, nothing to see here, shuffle.
Can we see the dots on the thing moving? What are they doing?
Well, if Sasha gets closer to you, then the green will glow slightly brighter, and the red will glow slightly brighter if Kehlani...
I mean, I could always just cast thunder-based spells so she can kind of track our progress.
Yeah, but then he can too.
Yeah, that's the downside.
I'm pretty sure I'm just going to be able to... I'll roll some perception checks to see if I can see where you've gone.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be as subtle as we think.
No, they're on Hawk, so even if we run as fast as they can... in theory, she could still find them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
on
one hog, I think.
Yeah, did you not buy enough hogs for all of us, Sasha?
No, I bought it to, like, a wagon. They're not like ponies. You don't ride them. They're like workhorses, like donkeys.
Did you buy a wagon as well?
In fact, going slower than walking speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, in that case, so since Sasha has absolutely no intention of reuniting with her friends just yet...
Well, I mean, like, I haven't had a turn, as far as I know. I thought we were doing this in initiative.
No, I'm waiting for you guys to reunite before that starts.
Right, okay.
Oh, well, so just don't reunite, we get away with this scot-free.
Well, because I'm behind them. So she would be trying to go in their direction, but she wouldn't be expecting them to wait for her, because, like, don't fucking wait for me, book it, you know?
Yeah, and we're getting it.
If they're anywhere near 120 foot, she just points her finger in the direction that she saw them run in and goes, "Go, I'll catch you," because she can message. So you just hear in your head, "Go, go, go, I'll catch you."
Alright, we respond to that by going.
Yeah, we just fucking hope
it. Yeah.
Okay. I still think we should try and head vaguely northish, Rad, because getting out of the city is probably a good idea, like, but, you know, slightly stealthily.
Or, like, because north is the direction we're heading in anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, that makes sense.
But let's try and break line of sight, like, a couple more times.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Because
we can't find our way north
eventually, because we've got the orb.
Okay.
Alleyways, Asian people's houses, all that sort of stuff.
Sweet. So,
Red doesn't care what nationality the people's houses are.
Is Asian even a thing in Aizen? I don't even know. Just this one family whose house we go through.
Which continent are people that drive poorly from in Aizen?
Okay, so in that case, let's start a skills challenge that has two different groups. So the way this is going to work is all in all, like, it's all going to be one challenge, but you're just working as two groups, a group of two and a group of one. I will not get Kehlani to get involved. She just goes along with whatever Sasha does. You need 5 successes before you get 3 failures. I'll tell you ahead of time, the difficulty is 16. So describe to me, you can decide your own turn orders, the ways that you would try and get out of this situation and head in the general northward direction.
I mean, I kind of feel that Rad and I would just try and jink up and down alleyways and through ways that, like he says, break line of sight and just kind of get out of the immediate area as quickly as possible. But, you know, kind of as we get further away, stop running headlong, so it's not, you know what I mean, like, it's real suspicious of two people just fucking gapping it.
Okay, what do I see? Like, presumably we're walking through, I guess, a street.
Yeah, this is all sort of in and out of alleyways and streets.
Alright, like, what people do I see on the street that I'm currently on?
Mostly just people moving from one place to another. You're still in the Vice District, so it's sort of gambling houses, whorehouses, like low-cost accommodation, no real mercantile spaces, apart from the odd, like, boutique shop and things like that.
And any, what do we call them in this world? Rent boys?
Sure, yeah. I mean, now's an odd time for you to stop and have a bit of fun, but...
Well, what I'm after is a jacket, some hat, anything that doesn't look like a red boomerang.
We actually all have Arkvale uniforms stashed on our persons from when we killed some soldiers over on the frozen continent, but they're probably not the wisest thing to wear because they enjoy get more negative attention than anything, aren't they? So probably wouldn't wear that.
In the vice section, yeah. I try and buy an ostentatious hat or boa, or leather vest, something that doesn't look like Rad would wear it.
Okay, so your first role in the skills challenge is going to be a stealth check to see how well you disguise yourselves.
Oh, I can't give you the wisdom.
No.
Oh, that's good. 20.
16 plus... 18.
Okay, well, it's meant to just be one of you rolling to cover both. You both rolled high enough anyway, so you just decide whose turn that was, and then someone else has to go next. So that's your first success.
Oh, that was Rad's idea, so we might get Rad's one.
I've now got a pink feather boa and a leather jacket.
Kydron would have, funny hat and a cloak type thing.
And I press some gold into his palm and wink at him like this.
So you are costumed. That's part of it, right? Okay, what next?
Because in the next three, I suck some dude's dick.
Either Sasha or Kydron is next.
Okay, so I guess Sasha's first thing is, like, she's hooked up this hawk to the wagon and stuff, and she's just gonna go, like, yeah, and try and, like, book as much speed out of this thing as she can. So is that, like, animal handling or something? I don't know.
That sounds like animal handling to me. Get that animal to go.
I'm deliberately not choosing a thing that I'm good at. I'm just choosing a thing that makes sense, so better hope I roll high. And I did not! I rolled a 5, so that makes it a 7.
Okay,
that's
your first fail.
If only you handled animals as well as Rad handles rent boys.
You get the cart hitched up to the hawk, but it takes a bit longer than you thought it would, and... You also can't really get the hawk to start up at any kind of pace. It just sort of leisurely clomps away. And I assume you're heading northward as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm kind of thinking Kydron, with his sort of merchant background and sort of knowledge of a little bit of the city, would be trying to find kind of shortcuts to get north. I mean, I know it's sort of a fair way, but trying to use his knowledge of the city to get where he wants to go without using the main thoroughfares. So he's been to the city, he's possibly not the greatest expert, but hopefully he can kind of go, we cut down here, we should get to this other place which will take us where we need to go without being on the main streets.
Okay.
I have no idea what skill that would be.
That would be history, I think.
Okay, I was really hoping that was the case. Because I have a plus 10, so that becomes 16.
Oh, just enough to, that is a success. Yep, you know your way around the ins and outs of the city, not just this city in particular, but like the way cities like this are built, and you can ascertain, you know, that these would be good alleyways and these would be good streets, and there's probably like stairs going down or up in this area. Like, you basically sort of Rain Man your way around the city with Rad and in his disguise in tow.
Cool.
And you get a fair way to the north. And now, next round.
If I were to, like, interlock my fingers and place my hands, like, above my knee and lift Kydron over a fence, would you call that athletics?
Yes,
I would.
Right. I'm going to do that, providing that there's a fence that we wish to cross.
Okay.
Is it athletics or acrobatics? Sorry.
I'm thinking it's athletics.
Yeah, lifting you up would be athletics.
Okay.
Oh, no. Rolled a 9, so with plus 6, that's still only 15.
Ooh. You get your one failure away. Yeah, you try to lift him up. Oh, you do. You lift him up over a fence, But you find that there's nothing helpful on that side. Like, you're in like an alleyway that funnels you back into the main street, and you hear this very loud voice that booms over what you assume is at least, you know, half the city. You cannot run from me, Mr. Faust.
Yeah, we're giving it a good fucking go, though.
But people stop in their tracks.
People only say that when they want you to stop running from them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be like, here I am.
Yeah.
You know, like, they wouldn't have
correct.
That wielder is mine, Mr. Faust. And people are just like looking around, like, where is that voice coming from?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this Faust guy. Jeez, wouldn't want to be him.
Sasha, how do you react to hearing the words, that wielder is mine, Mr. Faust?
She's terrified for Kalani. Like, terrified for her. And as she's trying desperately to get this fucking hog to go, she goes, get down, Kalani, stay safe. And she's like, she's actually really worried about her right now, you know?
Okay.
And is trying to convey to Kalani, like, get down, honey, please.
Can I magic out of this? Like, is this something I can do?
And she's looking around and she's like, I need this whole thing to like fly out of here. And she's like, can I do that? I don't know if I can do that, because I think only fly only works on a willing creature, not the wagon. So
weird in the city, like, if someone was we're flying, would people be like, holy shit, look at him flying?
Yeah. Well, magic's in Aizen, but
yeah, but basically nothing flies apart from creatures.
Yeah.
They don't have, airships or anything.
But so, yeah. like, even if Sasha and What's-Her-Face were to fly by themselves, people would be like, that's weird.
People might just be like, oh, sorcerer, or something like that, but they wouldn't necessarily be like, that's not possible.
Yeah, but, like, if someone came by half an hour late and asked them if they'd seen anything weird, they'd say, yeah, we saw some sorcerers.
Yeah.
All right, one failure left, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Sasha, hearing that and being absolutely terrified now for Kalani, is, yes, chasing after you and still heading for the north, but knowing that he doesn't know where they are, is now like, fuck, you know, like, and is not chasing you directly anymore, because she doesn't want to put Kalani in danger, because she doesn't still know about herself, like, no. She doesn't know, but she knows about Kalani now. Like, that person is after Kalani. So she's going to go full into full stealth mode. She's going to duck down, like, an alleyway, like, grab a fucking sheet off a line as they're going, like, try and turn this thing into, like, a covered wagon, you know, like, throwing fucking hay on the back of it, covering Kalani in it. You know, like, she's just grabbing shit as she's going to, like, hide what they are so that they look like a fucking country bumpkin heading out of town, you know?
Okay, so that's another stealth check then?
Yeah, sorry, but that's what she would be doing, you know? Try to think on the fly. That is an 11 on the dice plus 7, so 18, oof, please.
That's perk.
She's good at stealthing. Sweet, yep, that is a success. You successfully disguise you, Kalani, and your hog as, like, just country bumpkin farm traders.
Yeah.
Probably came to town with a barrel full of turnips.
Yeah, apples. She threw apples on the back as she went past a fucking barrel full of apples and just threw it on the wagon. She's now literally, like, fucking country bumpkin. I just like that it's apples,
because
squatters.
Kydron.
So obviously the fence jumping wasn't great, but if we go back to a main or a more populated street, would there be like a group of people, like other wagons that we could try and like deceptively pretend that we're part of and just be like, you know what I mean? Like how people just add on to the back of like groups of people marching and be like, oh, we've totally been here the whole time.
You could do that. That wouldn't hide you from him, from Alarcon himself, if he saw you, but it would certainly allow you to just sort of evade detection from anyone who doesn't know your face. But, I mean, you are disguised as well, so that helps too. Yeah, you could do that.
I mean, I guess otherwise it's just, I mean, it's just again trying to move quickly through. So it's kind of, I wouldn't know what skill that was, but we're just kind of heading north. But yeah, I'm sort of thinking if we can blend in with a convenient group that's going in the direction we want to go, would be quite useful.
Yeah, that's definitely performance.
Okay, thought it was going to be deception, but that's good. Oh, sweet. Fucking rolling a beast today. 18 plus 3, 21.
Nice. That is one more success closer to getting there. You blend in with a group of, traveling performers who were leaving one district and are heading
itinerant north. Jugglers, I'm thinking.
Yep. And you're either...
kinda...
Are you guys performing with them, or are you just sort of walking near them?
I guess Kydron would just be kind of like... cantripping a bit of flame out of his hands to be like, oh, this is kind of funky and cool.
Awesome. And the group is conveniently heading north.
So
you just get to stay with them for a fair few blocks, and it saves you having to worry for a few minutes. Now we are up to the final roll of this challenge, because you have either one fail or one success remaining.
Ooh.
No pressure. Wouldn't want to be right.
Sorry, I'm going to nail it. With my best stat, medicine. So where are we now? We're with a bunch of performers and shit, right?
Yeah, heading north up a main street towards the northern gate.
So we must be pretty close to the gate now, is it?
Can we see like the guards and stuff there?
There are guards around the city, but they all sort of just appear to be just doing their duty.
Yeah, I'm going to use my history as doing that sort of job and try and get some insight into what's going on at the guard station in some way that would help me using insight. Is that a thing? I want to figure out if we can get through this gate quickly and maybe if anything else is happening.
Okay, so are you guys intending to leave the city completely?
I think so.
Yeah, because we can always meet up with Jules, because she can message us and we can find her.
Yep, okay. Sweet, then yeah, use your insight about the guards to ascertain if you can make it through the gate, which I'm going to say right now, of course you can make it through the gate, it's just a city gate. It's not on lockdown or anything, but yep.
When I rolled a natural 20...
Okay, you walk out of the gate.
Does that help me do this trivial task?
Yeah, so regardless of which skill you were using, that is completely and utterly a success. You and Kydron manage to watch the guards' movements and watch the movements of the people around you, and just you sort of seamlessly peel away from your performance group and just walk very casually out the northern gate. You are now on the outskirts of the city of Garrington. And you can see from here the point of where you entered the Wolfwood when you first went to rescue the prince a month or so ago.
I think we could probably should head towards the woods so we're kind of still covered.
Yeah, this is
because there's no guarantee that Alarcon's just going to be like, drat, they've left the city. I cannot.
Well, ideally, how would he know he left the city, right?
No, true. Yeah.
Cool. So Sasha in full deception mode is now just kind of randomly ambling while chewing on a piece of straw or whatever. You know, like, trying to keep it, like, super low-key. Kalani's, like, covered in fucking hay.
She's suddenly wearing dungarees.
Yeah. Like, every now and then Kalani's like, can I get up yet? And I'm like, not yet. Stay down. Like,
why is that man looking for me?
Annie, you... And she sighs and she's like, you could be incredibly powerful, sweetie. People will use that to their advantage.
Can I?
And not give a shit about you.
To my advantage? Can I hurt people with this?
Well, yes, but why would you want to, sweetie? Tired.
Well, sometimes people, you know, hurt people, and maybe I could hurt them. I could hurt the wrong people, or hurt the bad people, or the good people. I don't know. I'm just a kid.
Yes. Absolutely, sweetie, and that's why everything that you do needs to be thought about a lot. It's a big responsibility, and I'm sorry that it has to be you, and you have to be a kid to do this. I'm so sorry. I would do this for you if I could, but just remember, everything you do is crucially important in terms of you want to hurt somebody because they hurt you, but then they want to hurt you back, and it just keeps going and going and going, and somebody's got to stop it. Somebody's got to say, no, enough is enough, and be more brave than that. There is nothing more brave than trying to stop people from hurting each other by being, and she's like searching for the right words, but like by being bigger than that, by being above it, by being, yeah, I don't know. She's like, she just sighs and shrugs so that Kalani can't see it, and is like, violence isn't always the answer. That's all I know. My family gave their lives to keep this town safe. They gave my life to keep this world safe. They committed themselves to never ever knowing life again to keep this world safe. That is the definition of a hero. That is who I wish that you will become. You know, as she's talking about this, as you're like, you know, traveling along,
clumping along out of the city for half an hour or so. And yeah, you eventually also see the Northern Gate. Do you think you would know that your companions would have left the city, or if they just sort of headed in this direction?
I think, to be honest, like, because she is who she is, like, she's a fucking, you know, like, she looks kind of scaly dragony. Like, she hasn't had time to hide that or anything. So they're going to see her. She's just clomping along in a wagon, like, looking like a scaly chick. So, you know?
We were expecting you to get a wagon, so...
Yeah, so she's just kind of clomping along, just sort of throwing her eyes around every now and then, like, looking for the two of them, but just keeping on going, you know? Being like, at some point, someone's gonna, like, jump out at her, you know?
Okay.
So if nobody did, she'd go out of the gates, and then she'd kind of, like, hide out, like, further out.
Okay, Rad and Kydron, are you regularly checking the orb behind you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, then yeah, you would see that it's getting getting closer and closer.
I mean, I guess because we're kind of just ducked out in the trees near the entrance of the Wolfwood, so once Sasha and Kalani come close, I guess we'd sort of wander out and be like, what up, Sas?
Yeah, so you guys would definitely see a horde cart with this country bumpkin riding out of the city.
And our compass orb would show us that it's Kalani and Sasha pretty quick.
Yeah, like pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just, you know, step out of the wood once you're close and hello. Yeah, so it's just good to see you.
Sasha sees these two rent boys step out of the woods.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, keep it calm, you know.
Ditch the outfits by now, surely.
Hey, can I clean your windscreen?
No! Step away from my wagon!
Still going to give us a few gold. Though.
Shooting it over windscreen.
So Sasha would see you, and she would be like, "Oh, thank God!" You know, because she would have been like worried about you guys.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well,
I guess once we see you, we'd probably, you know, still want to jump on the wagon and like keep moving in a away from the city direction fairly swiftly. I guess we wouldn't just stop. We'd jump on the wagon and carry on, and then obviously explain to you the whole scenario with a lark on, and just be like, "Funny story, we have a new compass orb that we stole, and yeah, turns out a lark on was a bit of a dick after all his other behaviours, which were pretty obviously dickish. Shouldn't have been a surprise. Nice work on the porg. Check that you guys are safe."
Yeah, as you jump on the wagon, you like go to sit on a hay bale. I'm like, not that one.
Yeah.
Kalani, okay, honey, you can come out now.
He tried to sit on me.
Yeah, he did.
He tried to make me touch his bum. That's inappropriate. I'm just a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And for that, you can cast fly on him and chuck him up in the air if you want to.
Yeah, and the other one's got his dick out for some reason.
that one's a fireball.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Is that what you call it?
Only afterwards.
By the way, I will point out to you guys that stealing that compass orb was a stroke of absolute genius, because I had written that basically if you succeeded before I realized that you guys had stolen the compass orb, if you succeeded the challenge to get away from him, that would buy you a short rest before he finds you again.
Yeah, no, no. But that was Rad's genius idea last time.
Now he's going to take at least a day, if not longer, to make a new one.
Yeah.
It was actually quite a nice confluence of abilities, because I rolled really high to grab it.
Mm.
And then he had exactly an ability that would deal a bunch of damage and then teleport us out. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was quite cool. It was very cool, actually. I really liked that.
Yeah, so you guys don't have to have this fight that was going to be absolutely epic. I combined a bunch of creatures to make exactly the right kind of wizard.
Good, good.
Nice.
Kind of want to go back and fight him now.
Well, you still might have to. Give him a few days, good. And he might catch up.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to this fight, because we don't have a huge amount of combat, so we've never been massively pushed in combat, I don't feel. Anyway, so, well, I guess, so we're all back together. I mean, I guess we're still... I'm assuming the Wellsprig of Hellig is vaguely north, so I guess we would carry on the road and then at the end of the day sort of try and get off, get hidden, find a place to camp and have a rest, guys. Would that be what you guys would suggest? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, to be honest, like, Sasha would probably say we need to keep moving. We don't even know when the surge is happening. If you guys need a break, I can take first shift. And she's just going to, like, whoosh, you know, this hog and just keep going.
So where you need to go is basically the middle of the continent.
How far away is it? Like, days march or days hog?
By on foot, you're looking at, like, 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah, and, like, the first at least 3 or 4 days of that is through the Wolfwood.
Do you guys reckon, do you remember that little secret cavey thing we found in the Wolfwood when we went there and killed some motherfuckers a while back?
I have no recollection of this, but I believe you.
Remember we went to the Wolfwood and there was like a crack in the rock that we went down and we like murdered somebody? I shot a crossbow through somebody's eye at some point. I also shot Rad.
He was a werewolf.
Yeah, I mean...
I have literally no recollection of this.
This was, like, literally 2 years ago.
This was our very first session. This was in Gerard's house.
This was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe you. I'm just saying I've got fuck all recollection of this. Yeah, so, I mean, I think all I'm trying to say is Sasha would just say to you, get some sleep if that's what you need to. Somebody can take over for me once they're awake. I just think we keep this thing moving.
So you think we rest as we travel?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a wagon full of fucking soft hay right now. You may as well use it.
Yeah.
The hog's not going to be able to go 24/7 without a rest either, but the hog can, like, they're designed to be, like, pack mules. So, you know, it'll need, like, a bit of rest, but
actually,
not much.
Can Kydron cast haste on the hog?
Okay.
Sure. But haste gives them exhaustion.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I'm sure that's a thing.
Yeah. When the spell is in, the target can't move and take action. Don't worry about that.
I think he's better off just going at like.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you would have named this hog?
Wilfred.
Okay.
Wilfred Brimley.
This is Wilfred the hog. Cool, you've escaped through the Garrettin North Gate and into the Wolfwood, heading in a generally northern direction. Rad would know that the kingdom that you are next going to enter when you eventually come out of the Wolfwood in 3 or so days is Tyrannus, his home kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
You're very, very far away from the capital city, though, which is on like the far end of the kingdom from where you'll emerge. But that's where your family is, at least, and that's you haven't been back to that kingdom for a while.
You see that guy who killed my mate? Wait.
Yeah, absolutely. You could chat with him in your dreams and be like, "I'm coming."
Unless something comes up.
Yeah. Cool. So that's all that I have to hand. Then the next 3-ish days, we'll call it 3 days of in game, will be inside the Wolfwood. With beasts.
Is there something we're missing here, by the way, as well? Like, is there a different way we should be going? Because I feel like the surge is in a few days, but it's going to take us, like, weeks to get to where we need to go?
We don't know when the surge is, do we?
No, it just keeps getting hinted that it could be any day now.
Okay.
You could try and commune with people in your dreams that might have other ways of helping you. You could try and make a focused effort to teach Kehlani how to teleport. You could try.
But then she gets there without us, potentially, so.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are completely free to explore whatever avenues you come up with, but yeah, at present, all you've discussed is getting there on foot.
To be honest, I think we'd probably want to be a wee bit, like, teleporting. She hasn't seen it. I don't know if any of us have actually been there, so it's a bit probably dangerous to try teleporting right there.
Yeah.
And given the power she has, and we know people are after her, even communing in dreams, we'd probably want to be a bit careful. Like, you know, we kind of know about this. You know, we found out that, you know, obviously Alarcon knows, and it didn't go well. She's extraordinarily powerful. I would almost think we'd almost become a little bit paranoid that, you know, we wouldn't really want to be communicating. Maybe with Zataran, the chick, the old wise chick, maybe commune with her would be possibly.
I think you meant like gods.
Oh yeah, true, yeah.
Or no, yeah, I mean, you can commune with people that you've met via the dreams.
Mm.
Yeah, we could hit up one of the gods. That might be handy.
You did just get help on the boat from Tretora, god of elements, and that kind of turned Kaidron into a believer.
Well, kind of, yeah. Kaidron's still kind of wrestling with that, and probably in the evenings just saying a little begrudging prayers, but the way I think Kaidron would be is, because he doesn't really like the whole gods thing, but he's almost probably like, actually it would almost make sense for him to try and commune with Tretora and just be like, look, you know what we're doing, we're trying to help the gods here, you could help us out, you know, it's not really a matter of faith anymore, I know you're there, can you, you know.
Famously, gods love passive aggression.
They do, yeah, they love just being given ultimatums, they're big fans. But yeah. Kind of like, you know, he would possibly do the whole bargain thing and be like, you know, I'll become a devotee of your religion if you keep us safe and help us get where we need to go. Look, we're not doing this for our benefit, we're doing this to help the world and ultimately the gods.
Who are you talking to when you say that?
Tretora.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Tretora is the master of the elements and stuff. Like, you probably can do heaps, right?
Is your goddess of getting places punctually?
You could talk to Kashtar if Kashtar was restored. Kashtar's kind of the plant, animal-y one.
I mean, Kaidron would talk to Tretora because that's the one that when he kind of made a prayer who fucking saved and he's a bit dodge about gods anyway, and so I think he would kind of feel an obligation that Tretora is kind of the one that he now gives a shit about, even though he kind of doesn't want to give a shit about gods.
Yeah, I guess the only one that we've met, though, is Freylin.
Yeah. And if one of you guys want to talk to Freylin, go for your life. Probably
But so we've met Freylin and we've heard of, or we've had something to do with Leoman, because Leoman had that half a thing that we kind of got restored, even if we didn't do it.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking of Leoman, when you guys do eventually stop to have your first rest, when you let Wilfred stop so you can actually set up some kind of camp or have a long rest for Wilfred and yourselves,
mm-hmm.
you are visited by somebody.
The fuck shit.
We'd be in Lehman's tiny hut, just by the way, because it's where we always keep
them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. So inside Lehman's tiny hut, before anyone has fallen asleep yet, you see a very well-dressed, like dapper-looking man with a very pleasant smile on his face. Just like staring at you as if he can see you.
Even though no one can see us in this hut.
Correct.
I suppose he can see into his own wank shit.
He's got a very nice smile and he just sort of like waves at you.
I wave back.
Yeah. Sasha sort of grabs onto Kehlani and sort of like wraps her arm around her quite protectively, you know?
I mean, being a god, surely the hut wouldn't really bother him at all.
Yeah, but we don't know who this
if
is.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, so this man, this dapper, well-dressed man with a nice smile, waves at you.
Hello, my name is Jobla. I would like to speak with the you. You have done great things.
Who are you again?
My name is Jobla.
And who is Jobla?
Jobla is not a fucking god.
Jobla is Merchant Supreme. Jobla can get anything you need.
Oh my god, fuck off.
You'll see why. Jobla has been sent to you to deliver important message.
Sent by who?
Jobla, why can you see to our hut?
Jobla is not of this realm.
I see.
Jobla was sent here by Liamin, God of Community.
Why?
Jules is so mad about this. Somewhere Marley is screaming with laughter.
Jobla is prosperity demon. That's how Jobla have everything you need.
Oh my god.
Wait, we don't need a fucking
in this
demon.
Realm, is that accent offensive? Or?
What accent? This is how everybody speaks in Jobla's realm. Everybody have everything they need in Jobla realm, including this accent. Everybody need it, everybody have it.
I mean, what did Liamin send you to say?
Liamin say, Jobla, you go see the heroes, say thank you for helping Makariri to return stone, and then Jobla provide anything they need.
And we need a way to get where we going?
Can Kydron cast, or like, not cast, but do some kind of check to just see if this thing's full of shit, or like trying to trick us? Because it's a bit sus. And trust no fucking demons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that would be either be religion or insight, I guess.
Well, I'm gonna go. Ooh, well, I rolled a 3, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. He comes across to you as pleasant. You don't know if he's genuine, but he's at least pleasant.
If
you do not need anything, I will pass along thanks and I will go along my way.
I mean, have you got a way to transport a fair distance pretty swiftly?
I have many things.
Like, have you got that?
Have you, so Marley pipes up and goes, have you got any of those, you know, those
Sasha?
Like, Marley. Sasha pipes up and goes, have you got any of those, you know, like those fiery demon horses that I've heard so much about?
Fiery demon horse,
let me check. And he turns around and rummages through nothing. But it's as if there's something there. He just sort of turns his back on you, and it's like he's going through like a big deep box full of things, and there's nothing there.
Yeah. I forget what they're called. I forget what the actual fucking thing is, but...
Is it a nightmare? It sounds like a nightmare.
It's almost like a spell or something. Like, they kind of come... They're actual horses, kind of. But they're like demon fucking horses. I forget what they fucking are.
Is it like Steed? Is the spell called Steed? Find Steed? Phantom Steed.
Yeah,
Would Kydron know through an arcana check?
Yes. Kydron would know with an arcana check.
It's not Phantom Steed, because Phantom Steed is just a horse.
If we had a demon horse, would we be able to pilot it? Or wouldn't it just be an arsehole? Surely.
I would make it so you'd have to do a very high DC animal handling check.
Like, constantly?
Oh, no, just one off the top to see how you handle it. And then if you did it poorly, then you'd have to regularly check in to see if you're getting any better. Yes, it is definitely nightmare, because in its description, Jules, it's called a demon horse or hell horse.
Yeah.
So you got 4 of those then?
He's rummaging around.
Sorry, Wilfred, you're out.
But they move so fast. Like, that's their thing.
So Jobla, he rummages for a bit while you're talking about, like, this thing, this nightmare that I had
I've seen this horse once, yeah.
Well, I came from a different
crazy
world.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and he doesn't have that, but he does have 3 little marbles. And he holds them out and he says, this might be something close to what you need. Jobla has many things. Jobla does not have exact thing you describe.
Well, what are these then?
This contains daily steed.
And you've only got 3. We kind of got 4 of us here then.
Kalani's like little. She can hop on with one of us.
Yeah, true.
The question would remain, what do you do with Wilfred, this hog you've just purchased?
Eat him.
Bacon.
Bag of holding.
Yeah.
He'll die.
Wait, so are we purchasing demonic horses?
Yeah, I mean...
He hasn't told you. All he said is they are these balls are called a daily steed.
Daily steed. Do we need one per day?
Does Kydron, would Kydron know what a daily steed is with his massive nerd skills?
A roll an arcana check.
Ooh, 19 plus 10, so 29.
Yeah. Okay, so these marbles he's holding out are basically Pokeballs, each of which contains a very well-trained thoroughbred horse.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thanks, Jobler. Well, that's great.
This is weird, right?
Can we...
What's
maybe weird? Like a real good feast?
Did we give him any money? What's happening?
No.
He hasn't
demanded any money. Yeah, Lehman sent him.
And just not with a message, just for assistance.
Oh, and to say thank you for helping Makadidi.
You don't even have any like magical weapons or armor on you, Jobla, do you, by any chance?
What do you need? I have many things.
Kydron wouldn't mind some kind of magical wizard robe or a magical crossbow or staff or hat of magic.
To achieve what? This is basically your chance for you guys to shop for magic items.
Yeah.
I've never seen any magic items. Can I get a wand of magic missiles?
Do we have a bag of holding? We have a bag of holding, right? Yeah.
Ooh. There is something called the Robe of the Arch Magi, which is...
That's what I'm talking about.
Your spell attack goes up, spell save DC goes up by 2. Your armor class becomes 15 plus dex.
Yep, let's get that.
I think this might be a bit too OP, though.
No, that's about right.
No.
What about a wand of magic missile?
Okay, Jobla has this, and he pulls that out of a pocket as if he already had that on him.
What about a...
What about your friends ask for something instead? You're a very selfish man.
Yes, I am. Oh, I really wouldn't mind a hat of wizardry.
What is that?
It's a hat of wizardry. Basically, you can
down.
You can try to cast a cantrip that you don't know.
Oh.
Oh, can I get one of those? I don't know any cantrips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I think you can only wear it if you are a wizard. Yeah. A wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I'd rather have that than the wand of magic missiles.
Okay, so hang on. 5 hat of wizardry. An antiquated cone-shaped hat is adorned with gold, crescent, moon, and stars. Like, pretty... That's cool. I love that already. You can use it as a spellcasting focus. You can try and cast a cantrip you don't know. It must be on the wizard spell list, and you must make a DC 10 arcana check, which is almost impossible for you to fail.
Well, no, I've got plus 10, so yeah.
So you can only fail with a nat 1.
That's like that.
If the check succeeds, you cast the spell. If the check fails, so does the spell, and the action used to cast the spell is wasted. He rummages around in his box that doesn't exist and pulls out this very conical hat.
I've been waiting 2 years to get some magic shit for my wizard. I'm fucking stoked with that. So I'll have that rather than the magic missile one because that's being a bit greedy.
Okay, so you've got these daily steeds times 3. He can offer 4 if you ask for one for Kalani.
I mean, you're better to have it not need it than need it not have it, sure.
Can she ride? She can't ride, she's a child who grew up in a jungle.
She can learn spells in 2 seconds. I'm sure she can figure out how to ride a fucking magic horse.
She's a magic spell baby, she's not a magic horse baby.
I mean, I don't know. Kydron is a bit of a greedy fucker. He'd be like, we'd rather have the thing and not need it than need it and not have it, and we can always sell it for some gold later on.
I feel like this guy's going to present us all like famously demons don't do things for free.
But we've already helped Lehman, who he's here for, and I don't know, I got a cool hat, so I'm kind of like, don't even care.
Sasha,
I've been sucked in 100% by this.
Yeah. Sasha and Rad, do you have any thoughts on getting a 4th daily steed?
It seems silly if she can't read it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd probably just be happy with her on my state or whatever, but up to you guys.
I talked to Yakov Smirnov over here, and I said to him, I don't know. I've got no idea what you've got. Everything that you've pulled out so far has been astonishing and mysterious to me. I'm a fighter. I do punching. I've got a sword. I love throwing things. What have you got in my press range that sounds like?
What sort of armor are you wearing, Red? Have you got? You haven't got magical armor or anything, have you?
I believe I've got a hot pink leather cape.
Oh, I've got a chain shirt.
Ask for some wicked armor.
Yeah, we've got some good armor.
Here's one. It's called Plate When You Need It, or PWNI.
Pwne.
Oh, wait. Plate When You Need It. Yeah. Pwne. And it's... He holds out a little brooch-y thing that looks like it could be like pinned to your clothes.
Right, I pin it onto my feather bow.
So have you guys left the tiny hut for this? Because at the moment he's just holding things out and showing you.
Oh, yeah, I step out. I presume he's not going to murder me.
Okay, yep, he kills you. This is all an elaborate ruse.
Oh, got him.
Of course it is.
Yeah, he hands you the 3 Daily Steed marbles. They're just like little brown marbles. Like a brown and white marbled effect, and like glossy, like glass ball. And then he pins this brooch on the front of you, and he sort of does like he mimes like a pushing a button sort of gesture to you.
I push the button.
Okay. Plate armor, just like Iron Man suit, sort of chink 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 all around you, like full plate armor.
Sweet.
I push the button here.
And shunk shunk shunk, it all disappears into the brooch.
That's dope. Is it difficult to push the button? Can other people push it?
Yeah, I mean there's nothing to say that someone else couldn't like accidentally hit it. So yeah, the one of the downsides of this armor, so I mean the upsides is that it gives you a massive AC. Downsides are that when you're wearing it, your stealth is low, but you can so easily take it off that's sort of offset. But also mid-fight, someone else can, if they know about the armor, they can deactivate it. But the chances of someone knowing about it is extremely slim.
Cool, thanks.
I can't decide if I want a Pearl of Power or a portable hole.
What about in the game, though?
Notorious Gash in the portable hole.
Yeah, portable holes and quite fun. If you put a portable hole inside a bag of holding, it explodes both and causes a gate to open to the astral plane and sucks you through it as a one-way trip.
Yeah, so don't do that.
So don't do that. It's hysterical.
Wait, couldn't that just be the world's cheapest weapon? Like, how much is a bag of holding worth?
They're
pretty expensive.
They're like extraordinary items. You guys lucked into one, but
they're only uncommon magic items. They're not even rare.
Oh, really?
Wait.
And a Pearl of Power is a wondrous item, but uncommon.
Seems like if we had a portable hole, we could be terrorists.
Starting to regret this hat because it was only a common one. Should have been more optimistic.
I'm just reading up about portable hole. This is teaching me about items I didn't know about either.
Portable holes are very fun. We, one of the characters on, what's it called? Diceratops has one.
Oh, okay.
And he threw it down when we were going to be swarmed with scorpions, and it took up the whole thing, and all the scorpions ran into it, and then he just closed the hole. And then later on, he had there was a cup of ever-flowing kittens or something, and he was just like, I just start throwing kittens into the hole. Like, we were like, oh god, kittens versus scorpion. Who's gonna win? It's like quite fun.
Okay, so have you decided what item you want?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go for the portable hole, just for funsies.
Does he have that? Because, like, they didn't have the robes of the Archmage because they were too...
Archmage.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say he didn't.
And calls me after a kill.
Yeah, I didn't say he didn't have that. I just questioned it because it's too OP.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm going for something like a portable hole, which is kind of more flavor gaming than anything.
If you want that robe, you can have that robe. Like, that can be something in your game if that's what you want.
No, no, I'll stick with the hat. I feel the first magic item I get shouldn't be straight to a legendary magic item, to be fair.
Yeah, you've already got your Blentia Stone, which is pretty epic already.
Well, I've never used it, and...
Well, fuck you too, Craig.
I mean, don't even bother. Should just give me a fucking... Should just give me a weird hat, man. It would have been way happier.
No, we've still got our Valentia stones, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
They're embedded in you, so you'll always have them.
That's what I mean. Like, I was like, why are you saying I've never used it? Like, it was gone? Like, you couldn't use it anymore? So, wait, don't we
still
have
it? No, we still got it. It's just...
Yeah.
Just in a pocket.
I was just confused for a second. I'm good now.
Okay, so they've escaped the city of Garrington and escaped Alarcon's clutches, but for how long? They've set up camp in the wildlife-heavy Wolfwood and have been given magical goodies by none other than Jobla, the merchant extraordinaire and also prosperity demon. As you all know by now, I'm sure, we couldn't possibly make this show without the love and support from our awesome Patreon supporters. You can become one of them yourselves if you want to head on over to patreon.com/fateofisen to check out the reward tiers and how you can get involved. Our patrons, of course, are Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Cucci, Laura Christine Goodwin, and James Blyser from Wheel of Woe Podcast, Sajia Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Rod Ruff, Marta Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kajan Fowles, Lauren Flake, Kardia Lavriana Kavasic, Kevin Swift from The Dice Cop, Ben Edwards, Victorian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nickens from Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squish, Alexandra Litkites, and Andrew Evans. Did it in one this time, y'all. If anybody else wants to show some love for the show, you can do that just like they did. Or you can just write a nice review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser or something, or just tell your friends about us. Those are all great things to do and help us out a lot. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again for more of the Surge campaign next time.
Hey, Waffles.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, we've got 30 seconds to talk about what our podcast is about. What do you want to do?
Oh, Waffles and Mario talk about things.
Mm.
How would you describe the podcast?
I describe it as a podcast where both of us, being funny people, talk about things that we find funny.
Well, do we have to find it funny?
No, we don't. We very rarely find things funny.
Can we just talk about things and then we find the humor in that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't laugh. I'm a sociopath.
You are.
Yeah. And so are you.
I am.
And that's what our podcast is about.
Two sociopaths talking about things.
Yes.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.